Welcome to another edition of The Arts Page. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson. On April 11, the University of Technology will honor the outstanding contribution women have made to the music industry with the staging of their annual literary festival and cultural showcase. The one-day event, which will take the form of an art exhibition, literary workshop, literary festival, and cultural showcase, will highlight the creative genius of women in the industry over the years. We spoke with Dr. Janice Lindsay, director for the Center of the Arts at UTEC.
When we look at the fact that it is principally a male-dominated industry, we wanted to focus on women and how have they contributed to this particular field. The breadth and the depth of the artistic and resourcefulness of our women, and the fact that as managers, producers, fashion designers, singers, musicians, all these areas and related disciplines that are involved in music, how they've been able to put their particular touch and make it into something very magical.
The event will feature panel discussions by industry insiders, and students at the university will play an integral part in the festival, showcasing the work of the honorees through essays, music, dance, drama, instrumental band, and steel pan presentations. The Jamaica Music Museum is assisting the university with staging the event. The Arts Page spoke with the museum's director and curator, Herbie Miller, who couldn't state enough the contribution women, both well-known and obscure, have made to the industry.
Myrna Hicks, for example, has been our most important jazz singer. Has single-handedly been carrying the torch. Of course, she has been an inspiration to so many others, especially in this time when Edna Manley is producing an outstanding bunch of younger artists, especially a handful of them who are focusing on jazz. So Myrna has really helped in terms of mentorship, sharing repertoire, voice training, and continuing to be visible and outstanding in her role as a female artist.
Black woman, black woman, like me.
Mr. Miller also hailed the work of stalwarts such as Marcia Griffiths, as well as Rita Marley, who he describes as a tower of strength for her handling of the Marley Empire.
Someone like Judy Moore, a young artist at the point who produced her own seminal work called Black Woman, the first female artist to produce her own project, pulling together all the musicians, giving them direction, and achieving an album that today stands as a seminal work in the canon of popular Jamaican music. Margarita, Anita Mahfouz, a dancer, and someone who's credited with bringing Rastafari music, the music of Count Ozzy, out to the public. Here's a woman who, as a rumba dancer, who found a place within the Rastafari community of East Kingston, was now able to elevate her sensual style of entertainment to one which would incorporate more culturally acceptable forms within a society where the emerging black underclass were exercising a sort of African aesthetic and cultural understanding. And here she was able to absorb that and, in the minds of many, elevate her thing.
Herbie Miller, director and curator of the Jamaica Music Museum, giving us a taste of what we can expect to see at UTEC's upcoming literary festival and cultural showcase. Remember, the festival will be held on April 11 on the university's campus, so be sure to save the date. That's it for this week's edition of The Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.